Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, and in today's Raid on the Bugle archives, we are going back more than 9 years to February 2014 and the start of the Ukraine-Russia conflict. It was a fast-moving situation, and John and I did our very best to keep up.
Top story this week, Ukraine update. Well, Andy, it has been quite a couple of weeks in Ukraine. In fact, things are happening so fast over there at the moment that there's absolutely no guarantee that what we're saying right now is going to be relevant whenever you listen to this, even if you listen to it in the next 12 hours. Basically, if you blink in Kiev at the moment, you may miss three separate changes of government, and in fact, Ukraine may not even be called Ukraine anymore. It might be called Russia, more Europe, or eat the Eastern bonfire. The main headline.
That was your wrestling name, wasn't it, in your early days?
It was. I thought they could use it. I can loan it out. The main headline this week is that President Weird Al Yanukovych is gone. And not just from presidential office, but gone in the physical sense too, as he seems to have vanished into thin air and no one is entirely sure where he is. It's a David Blaine-level disappearing act, Andy, if David Blaine had killed hundreds of protesters before doing it. And that's possible, Andy. He's an edgy magician. He wears a leather jacket.
Well, in fact, it's already changed because he has now since you were last awake, John, because I know it's very early in the morning. He's turned up in Russia and given a press conference.
He's definitely in Russia, is he?
He's definitely in Russia, and he's given a press conference saying that he will fight for his country.
Oh, my God!
That's what he said. I will fight for my country, he says. He's going to specify whether that's Russia or Ukraine. But he also said, I intend to continue to struggle for the future of Ukraine against terror and fear. I think he might have got his fours and againsts mixed up there. But anyway, he's back, John. He's back wow. Since you wrote that last line.
It just goes to show, things are happening fast over there. So there's currently, unless I'm wrong again, an interim government led by interim president Oleksandr Turchynov amid concerns that Ukraine is so divided now that it might be about to split up with itself. And Russia is exactly as pleased with the outcome as you'd expect from an ex-boyfriend who really wants to get back together with the girl he used to knock around and who's now trying to see someone else. And they can really speak their mind on this, the Russians, now, especially because they're no longer, conveniently, they're no longer tied down by needing to put a face on for the Olympics anymore. So Russia can really take off the gloves that they never really put on. And just as a warm-up this week, Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev described the new government in Ukraine as mutineers who had conducted an armed mutiny. Well, that is semantically sound, Andy. Armed mutinies are what mutineers tend to do. Has Medvedev always been such a stickler for language, Andy? The new government are rioters who have participated in riots. Medvedev is a stickler for grammar as much as he's a stickler for complete subservience to the Russian state. Last Sunday, Ukraine's parliament reduced the official status of the Russian language in their country, overturning a law that had been brought in by Yanukovych. And Putin essentially responded by saying, "Oh, what a pity you downgraded Russian as your official language. Now you will not be able to understand us when we tell you to go f*** yourselves."
Yeah, Russia is certainly getting involved. I found it a bit hard to keep up with this because much of it all kicked off whilst I was in Napoli, snout down in a series of sensational pizzas. And it's very hard to pay attention on major news stories with that or a mouthful of mozzarella. But, man, it's like eating fresh God. But I'll do my best. And as you say, Russia had been showing the world its friendly face during the Winter Olympics, even going so far as to involve in some self-deprecating humour in the closing ceremony, referring back to the opening ceremony blueprint in which one of the Olympic rings failed to materialise. Of course, behind the happy laughter was the certain knowledge that whoever is responsible for that original mistake has probably spent much of the last 2 weeks desperately stocking up on extremely thermal underwear for the 30 years of very cold winters that lie ahead in his involuntary new home. But just days after smiley Russia waggled its goodbye arse at the world like at the 1950s pin-up girl nation it never pretended to be in the 1950s, it is now icily staring with dead-eyed, borderline psychotic, fixed-mouth Richter's grin at the rest of the world and unzipping its Cold War-issue trousers before plonking a very militaristic dick on the table for everyone to fail to converse about. And I hope I've explained what's going on in terms that the youth of today can understand. There's suggestions that Russian vehicles have been seen in the Crimea. There have been Russian flags hoisted by pro-Russia forces. And it's all a bit worrying, John. This place, Ukraine, is disturbingly in Europe, John. It is in Europe. And civil wars in Eastern Europe have a bit of a checkered history yes. for spilling over the last exactly 100 and a half years.
Ukraine is currently facing straight into the void of bankruptcy. Its currency is at a 10-year low, and one report this week said a promised loan from Russia is looking increasingly unlikely. Yeah, no shit it's looking unlikely. You're not getting that money now. That loan was not from the bottom of their heart, it was from the middle of their clenched fist. In fact, you shouldn't think of that as a bailout. Think of it as a bribe. So, who exactly is running the Ukraine right now? Well, as I mentioned before, the interim president is Oleksandr Turchynov. He's 49 years old. And if you've seen a picture of him, he looks like someone who has just kidnapped Liam Neeson's daughter again. he's an ex-Baptist minister.
It's a strong look.
It sure is. He's also written a number of novels, which are mainly dark stories about political corruption. Well, you know what they say, Andy, write what you know. In fact, one of those books, his 2005 novel, The Illusion of Fear, was actually made into a movie and was submitted as the 2008 entry for Best Foreign Language Film at the Academy Awards. It didn't actually make the shortlist, and having watched the trailer for it, Andy, I think I know why, and that's because it may have been in the wrong category. Because after watching it, I think it should have been in the category of most bananas piece of inexplicable filmmaking cooked up by someone in the middle of a peyote-induced fever dream. a little more background, Turchynov has close ties to Yulia Tymoshenko, serving as her deputy prime minister in the past. Tymoshenko is the ex-prime minister of Ukraine, who's coiffed like a platinum blonde Princess Leia, and who was released from prison this week after spending the last few years in jail for embezzlement and abuse of power, albeit after a trial that was in front of a court so kangaroo-like that it literally had a fur pouch for Yanukovych to sit in, hanging from the front of the judge's desk. The concern of protesters in Kiev is that this might be setting up for her return to power, meaning that it's less a step forward into a brand new future as it is a step backwards into a slightly less loathsome past.
Russia has accused the European Union of instigating a coup d'etat by mob violence, which is a refreshing change for the European Union, which is usually accused of being excessively regulatory about the shape of bananas. But I guess it's good to be flexible as an organisation. Today, mandatory cucumber girth regulations. Tomorrow, instigate bloody popular revolution in a nearby state. Oh, it must be great to be the EU.
The current concern, as you mentioned, is that the Crimea seems to be as combustible as it's possible to be. It's an autonomous region, the Crimea, predominantly Russian-speaking, and it is very much Yanukovych territory. There are actually concerns that the Crimea may want to become a Russian territory again now. It's been part of the Ukraine for the last 60 years, since Khrushchev who was a Ukrainian, redrew internal Soviet boundaries to make a gift of the peninsula to Ukraine. And that must have felt so nice for the Crimea, Andy, to suddenly be objectified as someone's gift. It must be so humanising to have Russian soldiers suddenly turn up and start gift wrapping your village and telling you all to keep quiet so as not to spoil the surprise. The only thing more demoralising than that would have been having to watch the Ukraine fake enthusiasm for the gift as they unwrapped it. Oh, you got us a peninsula. Oh, how did you know? It'll be the perfect accessory to our border. Was there a receipt for this at all, in case we just rather have the cash alternative?
Of course, Crimea, the celebrity peninsula, was responsible for springing Florence Nightingale to prominence in the mid-19th century war. Florence Nightingale, of course, the Nefertiti of nursing, the Monroe of medicine, the Brigitte Bardot of battlefield bombs. Oh, yeah, it's all coming back. And as you say, it's hotly disputed, and pro-Russian forces apparently have been blockading Sevastopol airport. The Ukrainians in interior ministry actually say they are Russian military forces. Pro-Russian gunmen have stormed the administrative complex in Simferopol, of course, the only city in the world named after an ointment for troublesome scrotal eczema.
That was February 2014 calling. I know what you're thinking now. I also want to listen to a newer episode of The Bugle. Well, I'm not stopping you, and nor is the internet, where you will find it, particularly at thebuglepodcast.com.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.